The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Greetings, everyone. Happy Sunday morning to all of you. Welcome to another Super Sunday of Real Estate Talk. On Real Estate Today, I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. It's great to be back with all of you today, the best audience in the world. Hey, I hope you all had a tremendous week. I'll tell you, this week flew by. I put some homes on the market, and we're getting a lot of great activity right now. So my sellers are happy, and the buyers are happy that there's properties out there because there is a shortage of properties, as I've been talking about the last couple of weeks. Hey, I have a great lineup today. Mark Sherby, the Sheriff Guru, is here with me in the studio. Welcome, Mark. How are you doing today?
Just great, Paul. Just great.
Excellent. Yeah, I haven't seen you for a while. Life treating you well?
Hey, I can't complain. Life is good. Spring is on the way. Baseball is going to be starting soon, and that means that the real estate season is going to start to get into high gear. So I'm psyched. I'm ready to go.
Definitely, definitely. So you want to touch a little bit on things we're going to talk about today?
Yeah, I want to talk about buying at the sheriffs and tax sales because, you know, with spring being just around the corner, you know, this is a great time to be buying real estate, and especially at the sales because, you know, by the time you buy a property and get your deed, you're going to be ready to get into the summer season,
yeah.
And that's the selling season, as we all know. That's the time to be buying. So I'm excited. I'm really hitting the sales and I'm having a good time.
Okay, excellent. And Tony, we got I saw some pictures of the equipment trucks leaving Philly and arriving in Clearwater. You got to be excited about the start of the baseball season there.
I am. I'm very excited. It's good to see the Fanatic get down there and get them riled up. So I'm happy to see it.
Yeah, you know, pitchers and catchers already reported and position players start tomorrow. So soon we'll be hearing out play ball.
I hope so. I can't wait.
All right. You know, and as I mentioned, you know, housing inventory remains at the lowest levels, they say, in about 10 years. So listing your home now, you know, if at all possible, if you're looking to sell this year, now's a great time to get that started. So if you're thinking of selling your home sometime this year, give me a call, 215-778-9687. And let's see if it makes sense for you to get your home started on the market right away. You know, I have some sellers one of the sellers I put the home on the market last week, Tom and Lane, they have an apart property in the Tarsdale section up near Holy Family College in Northeast Philadelphia. And it's like a minute from I-95. So great selling feature, man. Roll out of bed, Mark, and jump in the car and you're rolling 95 within a minute. I'll tell you.
Flying down the road.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So the house is at 4815 Arundel Avenue. They're asking $274,900. It's a contemporary rancher. They have three bedrooms, three baths, a great family room with the gas fireplace, nice deck and patio in the back, pavers in the back. And, you know, it's just a beautiful home. They keep it real nice. And so if you're interested, you know somebody interested in buying a house in Northeast Philadelphia, over near our Franklin and Linden Avenue, give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Hey, be sure to check out the show on our website, realestatetodayshow.com, realestatetodayshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso, and on Facebook page, you can like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor on Facebook. Hey, I appreciate all the great feedback all of you sent me on last week's show with Barbara Ballinger. She's an author and blogger, and she talked about the trends that would influence homes in 2016. So it was a great informative show. If you missed the show, be sure to check out the podcast on our website, realestatetodayshow.com. That's realestatetodayshow.com. And, Mark, we can now download all the podcasts. I still have to put the old shows on there, but all the new podcasts and some of the old ones are up there already on iTunes, podcasts through iTunes. So
cool.
Getting high tech there, Mark.
Oh, hey, we are definitely 21st century.
Yes.
Definitely 21st century.
Definitely. So, you know, as you all know, in addition to the radio show, I love helping sellers, buyers, and investors with all the real estate needs. I've had the good fortune of being the trusted real estate advisor and champion for hundreds of clients over the 28 years, almost 29 years now I've been doing this, and I'm always committed to serving you with all of your real estate needs with five-star client first service. So if you're looking to sell, buy, or invest, be sure to give me a call first, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. You know, a lot of people ask me how to be a part of the program, and you can always call or text us on our mobile phone at 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. You can email me during the show, paul@paulrosso.com. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter now at Paul Rosso, and on Facebook again, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. So once again, you're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB, 860 AM, and let's get the show started. So before we have Mark talking about service sales and tax sales, I want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, if you're looking to sell your home this year, 8 unwritten etiquette rules every home seller should know is an article written by Liz Alterman. She's a fellow realtor, and she wrote a blog post on that. Can you have an idea, Mark, what some of these unwritten rules may be for a seller, you know, if you're looking to sell your home?
Well, I would think probably one would be probably get out of the house. For some reason, I think people, when they have someone coming in to look at their house, they want to be there for some reason.
Right.
That's probably the worst thing you could probably do, I would think.
Yeah, and, you know, especially if you're going to follow the clients around, you know. Hey, you know, if you have some valuables, you got to get them out of the house or hide them where nobody can find them, okay?
That's true.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, Liz's first point is exactly what you said, leaving the house. And, you know, sometimes it's difficult to leave the house, weather conditions or family members or whatever. And, you know, what I recommend is if you can't leave the house, that you're at least in one area, one room, so the buyers and the agent who's taking the buyer through have various rooms they can take the buyer through by themselves and be able to talk freely without them having a concern that the seller's in the house. So, you know, if you can't leave the house, at least be on the same floor in the same room, TV off so the buyers aren't watching the TV, because especially, you know, if there's a ball game on, they maybe want to watch the game. But we really need them. If you want to sell your house, you need them to get in there and look at the house and, you know, be physically present with the house and mentally present, I should say, with the house too. Number two is always a touchy subject. Take your pets with you. So if you leave the house or if you're in the house, you know, you may want to take the pets out for a walk, especially if the weather's good. You know, people do have allergies and, you know, and also some people may be fearful of a dog or whatnot. Now, you know, I was reading recently where buyers were afraid of birds in the house, and they left the house right away because they had a fear of that. So, you know, be aware of that, and if at all possible, you know, take your pets outside. If you're going to hang outside, you know, you don't even have to leave to go anywhere. You can go down to Wawa, you can come back. You can, you know, a lot of my sellers just hang in the car outside and do it that way there.
Probably want to make sure you clean up your lawn from your pets as well.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's a big thing because the buyers, especially in the backyard, they're definitely going to be, you know, walking around the backyard. Good point there, Mark. Next is to move your car. And, you know, there are a lot of areas, especially in the city, where, you know, the only parking spot is in front of the house in the driveway, you know.
It's true.
Yeah, and you know, so move your car out of the driveway if that's the only parking spot. You know, it is difficult in some areas where there may not be parking and there may not be garages. You know, it is difficult when you have to park a block or two away, but I understand there's some areas that you have that. But if at all possible, try to move your car away, or, you know, I've had sellers even, park in front of their house. And then, you know, when the agent gets there, the agent's made aware to, let the seller know they're there, and the seller moves their car so the buyer can move, you know, the agent can park their car right then and there. So that's always a good idea too. Next thing you want to do, unwritten rules to leave out important documents. A lot of times buyers do want to know what your utilities are. So if you haven't given that information to the agent, or I guess even if you have, you know, have it there at the house so the buyers can take a look at that. Any repairs you've made to the house, major repairs, it's good to have that information on, say, like a table also. And, you know, if more and more sellers are getting home inspections prior to sale of the house.
Definitely.
And, you know, you can leave the report there. If you had an appraisal done, same thing. You can leave that out also there. You know, another one that she touched on that, you know, usually you hear about on open houses, Mark, and that is offer some refreshments. And I thought that was a pretty good idea, especially in the summertime, you know, leaving like a small bottle of water out, maybe a, you know, easy to grab refreshment out also.
I used to, when I'm selling my rehabs, I still use that old, you know, bake some cookies.
Yeah.
The house smells like grandma's when you were a kid. Put out some fresh baked cookies. It seems to just put people at ease. And if they're hungry, then they leave, at least they leave on a full stomach. So they're a little happier.
Right.
Spend some money.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, and a funny story I had there was a sales trainer that talked about, you know, open houses in the summertime, giving out a pint of ice cream so that the people leave the open house, they had to go home and eat it. Otherwise, it would melt in the car.
It's a good idea. Never thought of that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So next one is next on written rules to be patient waiting for feedback. I know, especially in the first showing, Mark, the sellers are really anxious to hear some feedback.
Yeah.
And you know, it's difficult to get sometimes right away. So be patient. It may take a day or two for the real estate agent to get feedback. And unfortunately, not every agent will call us back to get feedback. So I do my best. I try calling from different phone numbers. I try calling different times of the day to get that feedback for you. So be patient. It may take the agent a day or two to get that information. Next one is don't be greedy. You know, when you get an offer in, evaluate it. Look at the time you've been on the market, what a feedback you've been receiving. You know, have you had other offers in before? You know, so a lot of times you may have to negotiate, and you have to be open to that if you want to get your house sold. And
that's
the last
true.
One, yeah, definitely. And, you know, the last point that she brings up here on unwritten rules for unwritten etiquette rules every seller should know is don't be greedy. I'm sorry, listen to professionals. Sorry about that. Listen to professionals. You know, the real estate agent is going to be giving you feedback, letting you know what buyers say. You have to be open to some criticism sometime on your home. And you may need to make some changes, adjustments to the home. You may need to improve the price. But, you know, listen to your agent and help let them guide you and let them do their job. So just some great etiquette tips. For home sellers, as we get into the home selling season, as you mentioned, Mark. So Mark, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to get into the sheriff sales information,
great,
and tax sales too. So we'll be right back with more with Mark Sherby talking about tax sales and also about sheriff sales. Stay tuned, Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home, so grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaul, ROSSO.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, if you're thinking of buying a home this year, I'd love to help you do that. You know, I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to help you find the perfect home, negotiate the best price and terms for you, and to save you thousands of dollars in unnecessary repairs and costly mistakes. Hey, one of the things I'd like to let my buyers know about is, you know, whether you're buying or you're renting, you're always paying a mortgage. You know, you're either paying your own mortgage or you're paying your landlord's mortgage. So every time, you know, the good news is every time you pay your own mortgage, you're contributing to your net worth. So it's one of the great things about buying a house yourself is to build up equity and build up your net worth. So, hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us today. You know, I hope you're enjoying this show. Please like our Facebook page and follow us on Facebook at Paul Rosso, Real Estate Advisor. So I want to bring on Mark Sherby. Mark is the known as the Sheriff's Sale Guru. Right, Mark?
That is me. That is me.
Yeah. So, Mark, you know, we talked about, you know, we're going to be talking about two things. One is Sheriff's Sale and one's tax sales. So why don't we start off, if you could give us a little idea what the difference of the two are.
Okay. Probably the biggest difference is sheriff sales. When you're buying at a sheriff sale, it's a sale that is being conducted because somebody hasn't paid their mortgage. A tax sale is when someone stops paying their real estate-based taxes. So it's your school taxes, your county taxes. So those sorts of things trigger a tax sale. Now, sheriff sales, they happen every month. Tax sales are basically if you're not in Philadelphia, if you're in the counties, happen basically twice a year. Philadelphia does things a little differently. They have actually tax sales every month. But that's basically the difference. One is because someone stopped paying their mortgage, which is the sheriff sale. Tax sales because they're not paying their real estate-based taxes.
Okay. So since you're the guru, can you give me a couple of reasons why investors should consider buying at sheriff sale?
Well, probably the biggest reason that you should, that really every real estate investor and even so much non-investors should be aware of looking at and taking advantage of the sheriff sales is the biggest thing is they happen every month. I mean, they're without fail every month. There's going to be probably anywhere from 300 to 500, 600 properties that go up for – that are exposed for auction in the suburbs. In okay. Philadelphia, it can be up to 1,500, but it's consistent. Every month, there's going to be a list published on the websites of the sheriff's department, and literally, you don't have to go find these properties. They've identified them. All you got to do is look at the list and figure out which ones will work for you. So that's probably the number one reason. It's a consistent source of real estate.
Okay. And can people, you know, go look at these sheriff sale properties?
Yeah, you can go look at them.
Can you get in them though? Or
no, you can't get into them.
Okay.
Because it depends. Some of them are going to be occupied with people still living there.
Right.
And some of them will be vacant. But the vacant, even the vacant ones, you cannot get in there. They're locked. The sheriff does not have the key. But there's various ways of finding out what you need to find out about the properties. To learn what you need to know to make a an informed bid. So there's lots of various things you can find out, but as far as getting actually into them, no. That's technically it's trespassing if you try to, so no, you can't. And obviously the occupied ones. Now, you can always knock on the door of the occupied ones and talk to the people, but you know, if they don't want to let you in, they don't have to let you in.
Right. Can you walk around ones that are vacant, or is that a no-no also?
Oh, yeah, no. You can you can walk around them. You can peek in windows. You can, you know, look. One of the best ways to find out things about unoccupied properties is ask a neighbor.
Okay.
Neighbors will tell you a lot of different things. They'll tell you what you need to know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what are some other reasons why it's great to buy a share of sales?
Well, probably number two would be there's less competition. Okay. Now, when you are looking at properties on the MLS, you're basically competing with everybody else that has access to the multiple listing service Trend, which is where the properties, which is the listing service for real estate. When you're at the sheriff's sale, your only real competition is probably what I call the players, and that's usually 4 to 6 people that go to the sales every month that are the buyers. So they're your real competition. So outside of them, there may be 50 to 100 people in the room, but they're not buying. They're just kind of there sort of wanting to figure out. So your real competition, instead of it being hundreds and hundreds of people if, you know, from the MLS, is 4 to 6 people in the room where they're doing the auction.
Okay.
So
now, if no one buys it, what happens to the properties, the share sale properties?
Then you'll hear that it's sold to the attorney on the written. That's usually one of the biggest misconceptions that people that I hear that come out of the sheriff sales, they'll come out and they say, well, the bank bought all the properties, and it's not. The bank is just taking them – or, I'm sorry, the attorneys bought all the properties, but that's not true. They're really just taking them back on behalf of the bank. So that's really what's going on with that. But generally, it's those 4 to 6 people that are doing the buying.
Okay. And can you get some really good deals?
You can get some great deals. Lately, on some of the properties, the banks have been taking way below what the offering or the amount of the debt is. Now, just like there's some really good deals there, there's some deals that are not so good. So
right.
Those, they don't get bought. They go back to the bank, and they show up later as an REO. But, yeah, there's been some very, very good deals at the sales, definitely.
Okay. Now, when you talk about an REO, and, you know, is there an advantage of an REO waiting to an REO, which is real estate owned by the bank, or is it better at the sheriff's sales?
Well,
where are you going to get the better deal?
Well, the thing with the sheriff's sale is when the properties do go back to the bank,
okay.
The only ones that really know that that is happening is basically the people at the sale. The attorneys will inform the bank usually 3 to 5 days after that, and that leaves you sort of a small window to if you didn't purchase it and before it goes back to the bank officially to talk to the attorney and try and get an offer into the bank ahead of time, because once it becomes an REO and it ends up on the MLS, then it's exposed to everybody and then it's sort of like a free-for-all. But you have a little window, and that's the advantage of being at the sale at that time. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how do they handle the liens on a share sale? You know, there could be multiple mortgages on the house. There could be, people, you know, if they can't pay the mortgage, they probably haven't paid their taxes. How's that all handled on a share sale if you do buy something?
Well, that's I'm glad you asked that, because that's probably the most misunderstood and confusing area that people run into, if it's liens and mortgages, and which ones stay and which ones get divested, or they call it they're wiped out. They lose their claim to the property. It all depends on who is foreclosing.
Okay.
If it's a first mortgage foreclosing, and provided that all of the other participants are properly notified, those mortgages and liens, those will be wiped out. Now, if they're not, they'll stay around. If it's a second mortgage foreclosing, like a home equity line, there's a very good chance that there's a first mortgage ahead of that. That mortgage will survive. That will be your responsibility to take care of.
Okay.
Real estate taxes are generally paid out of the escrow that the bank has accumulated. When they run through that amount of money, then they'll start reaching into their own pocket, pay the taxes that way, because the taxing authority, if you think of it like a food chain, they're the sharks. They're at the top of the food chain,
right,
and everybody below them is fair game. So to keep the sharks away, the bank will pay the taxes, and then they'll look for that money when they take it to sheriff's sale. But if you do your homework properly, and that's one of the things I teach people is how to do their homework properly. If you do your homework properly, you will end up with a property when you get the sheriff's deed that is free and clear of all liens and mortgages, and you will have a fully marketable property that you should do very well with.
Now, what about IRS liens? It could be IRS liens against the property too. Can they be satisfied, or they have to be satisfied at sheriff's sale?
Well, the IRS is a unique individual in a sense. With sheriff's sales, the IRS is nothing more than what we call a junior lien holder.
Okay.
And a junior lien holder is no different than possibly Joe the plumber who didn't get paid. The only thing that the IRS has that's different is the fact that they have a 120-day redemption period to come back to you to say they will redeem their right to take the property from you, and they will do that by paying you what you paid for the property plus whatever insurance you paid to preserve it. The good thing is that most of the time, unless you have some equity in the property, the IRS doesn't want it back. The bad thing is if they do decide to come back and exercise their right to redeem the property, if you've already done a $40,000 rehab, you've just given the IRS a very nice $40,000 rehab. So, you know, you want to be a little more careful with IRS properties. You know, at worst, you can always decide to pay off the IRS lien and be done with it. It's not so much the IRS that's the problem as much as if they have Pennsylvania Department of Revenue taxes that they haven't paid, because those are automatically going to be your responsibility. They survive the sale, and you'll be responsible for them. That's one of the things, you know, that I teach.
Okay. And how can people figure out what liens judgments are against the property prior to the sale? Can they do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not as difficult as most people think, but there's a certain format that you have to follow. All that information can be gotten out of the courthouse. The hardest part of it is knowing where to find it, and after you find it, knowing how to interpret what you've found. It does take a certain amount of discipline and following the procedures to do it, because if you make a mistake, it can be an expensive mistake.
Sure.
If you do it correctly, the way I teach people to do it, you will have no problems and you'll have a free and clear property at the end.
Okay, terrific. So we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we've got a lot more to cover with Mark Sherby. We'll talk about some of the reasons to buy tax sales, and then talk a little bit more about how to go through the process, you know, what to look for beforehand as you make a decision, maybe which one you want to specialize with, or, you know, which one may work for you for what your goals are in the investment world there. So we'll be right back with more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation, and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation, or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Val Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Val Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rossa with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. Hey, our call-in number, if you have any questions, comments for Mark Sherby or myself, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Be sure to follow us on Twitter also at Paul Rosso. So I want to tell you about another property you have for sale in our office here. I'm helping the market. It's a house in Ivyland, Pennsylvania. It's in Northampton Township in Bucks County. It's at 1215 Grenoble Road. It's an estate. It's 10,000 square feet on 10 acres of property, 5 bedrooms, 4.5 baths, finished basement, media room. There's an au pair suite or in-law suite in the property. It's really an awesome-looking property. So it's, and they're asking $1,395,000. So if you know anyone looking to buy a big estate in Bucks County, give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. So we'll continue our discussion with Mark Sherby. He's the sheriff sale guru, but he also does tax sales. And Mark, can you tell us a little bit about your book? You have a book out.
Yeah, I have a book called How to Buy Real Estate at the Foreclosure Auctions.
Okay.
It's a book that I wrote in response to people coming up to me after the sales asking me to sort of explain to them in 10 minutes or less how I was able to just buy that property that they that they saw me buy. So I started putting down the procedures and a small sort of a pamphlet became about a 250-page book, which covers pretty much everything you need to know to as to how the process works. From start to finish with buying at sheriff sales. It actually covers the entire country. I mean, it's written as a basis from where I am here in the Philadelphia area, but it has the rules and regulations for the other 50 states as well. It's if you want to learn sort of how the system and how the process works, it's a great book for that. To my knowledge, I don't think there's too many other books out there that really walk you through how that process works. So that was my reason for coming out with it, and say it's a really good read.
Okay, great. And what's the name of the book again?
How to Buy Real Estate at the Foreclosure Auctions.
Can they get it on Amazon?
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon. It's available online at any of the booksellers' websites. Yes.
All right, excellent. So let's talk about reasons to buy at tax sales.
Well, one of the biggest reasons is we're coming into the spring, and spring is when the tax sales start in the suburban counties. They usually start in usually somewhere April, May, or June, depending on which of the counties they'll have one of the tax sales, and then they'll have typically the upset sale usually in the fall. The thing with the tax sale properties that differ from the sheriff sale properties, as I said before, was the sheriff sales, the property is being bought to sale because people didn't pay their mortgages.
Right.
The tax sales are because people haven't paid their real estate-based taxes. So basically you're buying a property just for to satisfy the taxes. The counties need the money after 2 years of not paying. your real estate-based taxes, like school taxes, that sort of thing. The Pennsylvania law says that you can sell that property. The county can put that property up for sale to recover the taxes. So
now, what about the mortgages on the property still?
Well, it depends on the type of sale it is. Now, the what they call a tax upset sale is strictly to recover the taxes. That's what they're going for. That's what they're looking to recover. Now, the mortgages and the liens, they're still going to be stand, so you need to really know and understand what they are. The other sale, which if it doesn't sell at the tax upset sale, is called the judicial sale, and it's also known as the free and clear sale, which is exactly what it is. It's free and clear. Wipes out all the liens, all the mortgages. You're basically getting a property that as long as everyone was properly notified and you're doing your homework properly, you're going to get a property that is literally free and clear. There's no liens and mortgages against it. Obviously, that's a more advantageous sale to buy at because there's nothing behind it. There's basically a free and clear property.
And you get it for basically what the taxes are owed?
Yeah, what the that's what the bidding will start at, the amount of the taxes. So that's why tax sales are you know, they can be a really good thing because you'll get a lot for a little. You might have a half a million dollar house that's a house that's worth a half a million dollars, and it could be going to tax sale for $10,000. And all the county is interested in doing, they don't care really what the house is worth. They're only interested in getting their $10,000. The rest of it doesn't matter. So that's what I'm saying. You can get a lot for a little.
Right. But for those type of houses, though, you may get a lot of bidders bidding it up, though.
Oh, yeah, price. Yeah. There will be competitive bidding.
Yeah.
But generally, as a rule, you know, you got to realize there's a lot of properties going up for sale. There's only a certain amount of buyers, and they're only and everybody buys in different areas, and everybody only has so much money to spend. So.
Right.
You know, depending on where you are and where you're looking, there might not be nearly the amount of competition for one property versus another. So it could be you're the only bidder and you get it for basically the opening price without any competitive bidding and you walk away with, you know, a really nice opportunity.
Right. So one of the concerns I know I hear from from investors or anybody looking to maybe, you know, buy their first share of sale or tax sale is, can the previous owners come back at all after either one of those transactions?
Well, technically, no.
Okay.
There is not a redemption period in the counties.
Okay.
In the city of Philadelphia, there's a redemption period of 9 months, provided that the house was owner-occupied for 90 days prior to the sale. But in the counties, there is no redemption period. However, the previous owners, and this doesn't happen all that often, but the opportunity for it to happen is there, that they can challenge the validity of the sale. But to do that, they need to hire an attorney. And technically, you think if they could afford to hire an attorney, they wouldn't be in the tax sale situation. So
right.
Okay. Something to think about.
Yeah, definitely. So any other reasons for buying at tax sales?
Basically, it comes down to, like I said, you can get a lot for a little.
Okay.
Depending on where you want to buy. Now, Philadelphia, they have tax sales every month. So if you're looking into Philadelphia, those opportunities exist on a monthly basis. In the counties, they exist twice a year, and then there's a repository list as well.
Okay, so they can get an investor or somebody interested in buying a property at tax sale could get a list of those homes also?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. They will publish those lists generally in a newspaper that's in circulation in that county, in that area. Some of the taxing authorities will put the lists online. So, yeah, getting the list is not difficult at all.
Okay, and same question, can you get in these tax sale properties?
No.
Before settlement.
No. Same as
before you buy it.
Yeah, no. Same as the sheriff's sale.
Okay.
Yeah, they're locked up. You have to do your due diligence without being able to get into the property.
Yes. Okay. Now, to buy a property at sheriff's sale or tax sale, can you get financing for that? Or is all these sales cash?
Well, yeah, they're basically they're cash transactions.
Okay.
you can get financing on sheriff sale properties generally. You can definitely get financing after the sale when you have the sheriff's deed. You can get financing.
Okay.
Some hard money lenders, there's a couple out there that I know of, that will loan to you for buying tax sale and sheriff sale properties. Generally, they're going to want to probably make sure that you know what you're doing so that the transaction ends successfully and nobody gets stuck at all. But by and large, your buyers are – you're going to be a cash buyer. And there's various ways, you know, to get the money that you need to do that. But, yeah, as far as getting a mortgage before you get a deed, that's through conventional means, through a bank, that's not going to happen.
Okay. And now are you paying at these sales all the money, or are you putting like a deposit down and bringing money later? Or how's that work?
It depends. On sheriff sale properties, most of the counties are going to require a 10% deposit upon strike down of the sale. 1, 2, 3 sold. Please come forward with your deposit money. And then the balance is due generally either 10, 21, or 30 days after that. You'll come back and you'll make the balance of the payment depending on the county. Tax sale properties are generally payable by the close of business that afternoon. So
okay.
They're going to want the money quicker. But generally, the amount due is generally less than on a sheriff sale property because it's for taxes.
Right. Now, can they bring a personal check, or how do they know how much to bring?
No. No personal checks.
That's leave, that.
Leave that. You can leave your credit cards at home, too. They don't take those either.
Yeah.
Bank checks.
Okay.
You need to go to your bank and check with the authority. They usually want it made out to either for sheriff sales to the sheriff of that county,
okay,
or for tax sales, usually the tax claim bureau. But, very bad thing. Do not bring a personal check. You won't get far.
I figured that. I just wanted to ask to make sure so our audience knows that.
Yeah.
Also, in case any of them have that question in the back of their minds there. So we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about five things you must do before you buy at Sherp and tax sales, and maybe a little bit more if we have the time with Mark Sherby. So we'll be right back with Mark Sherby again, talking about tax sales and sheriff sales and real estate today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
You finally got the promotion you've been wanting for years. The job is out of state and starts in 3 months. You need an aggressive agent to get your home sold quickly. You ask your friends for advice, and Jennifer recommends you call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties. She had talked to a couple of real estate agents about selling her home. She hired Paul because of his innovative marketing plan and experience. Within a month, her home was sold at a great price. Paul helped her through the entire process and kept her informed along the way. You take Jennifer's advice and call Paul. Paul sells your home quickly and for more than you were expecting. Today, you're in your new home and starting your new job. Life is good. Now you tell everyone to call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties, 215-968-7402. That's 215-968-7402.
This is Francesca Lapari. When it came time to sell my home so I could buy a new one, I had some concerns about how difficult it may be to get my home sold. My sister Josie recommended that I call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties. Paul came out to look at my home and assured me that he could get my home sold. He made some staging recommendations and which ones were important than others to start with. He also helped me with the initial pricing recommendations. After just a couple of weeks with very little showing activity, Paul recommended that I improve the price. After I did that, the showing started to roll in, and I got my home sold. Paul guided me in every step of the way. Every time I called Paul in a panic, He calmed me down and helped me through each concern I had. I trust Paul. He knows his business and follows through until closing. I'm buying a new home outside of Paul's market, but he is willing to answer any question that I have about the process. Paul Rosso is truly my trusted real estate advisor. Do the smart thing and call Paul Rosso to help you sell or buy a home.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM and WWDBAM.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, if you need to sell your home this year, give me a call first. I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more than traditional real estate agents. Our call number, if you want to be part of the program, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. If you're on Facebook, please follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. And you can always listen to the show on your smartphone or tablet with the TuneIn iHeartRadio apps. And again, you can now download the podcast of the show on iTunes. So just look, do search by Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, and you can download and subscribe to our podcast there. So just one more spreading out of technology and taking advantage of the technology out there, Mark.
It's 21st century.
Yes, yes. So, Mark, you know, we talked about reasons to buy a short sale, reasons to buy a tax sales. You know, what should people be doing before they step in to actually buy the sheriff's sale or tax sale
before they step into the auction, courthouse to do yeah, the to do the battle.
That's it.
Okay. What did Lincoln say once? If I had to chop down a tree, I'd spend and I had 8 hours to do it, I'd spend 7 hours sharpening my axe.
That's
so,
it. Yes.
You definitely want to have a sharp axe when you do this. Probably.
Okay.
Number one on the list. The first thing I would do is you got to make sure you do your homework. There's no shortcut to checking into the liens and the mortgages, knowing exactly what's what, who's suing who, who's foreclosing, who's going to get wiped out, and who's not going to get wiped out. Because I have seen people in the past bidding on what they think is a great deal, and they don't realize that it's a second mortgage that's actually foreclosing. There's a first ahead of it. And they're going to find out, they're going to get a surprise when they think that that they bought a very good deal, and it's going to turn out to be not a very good deal. So, you have to go and you check the liens, mortgages, and the tax situation. You need to do that. There's no shortcuts to that. There's no easy way to do it other than just having it done.
Okay.
So that'd be the first thing. You need to go out and look at the property. I mean, Google Maps is a great thing. When I first got started in this in 2004, we didn't have Google Maps Street View. The only way you could look at a property was to go out and look at it. Now you can go online. You can see what it looks like.
Yeah.
One thing to be careful about, especially if you're buying row homes in certain areas, especially with row homes, Google Maps shows the front of the place. Okay, go around and you know you need to see the back, because sometimes it could be what I call a movie set. And what that is there's only a front. In the back, there's nothing behind the house. It's a tree growing up through the center where there used to be floors and walls and things like that. So
okay. You
need to inspect the property. You need to determine some various things. Is it foundation issues? Is it gas or is it oil? What do the windows look like? You know, what is it occupied or unoccupied? So you need to inspect the property.
Okay.
Next thing would probably make sure you understand the rules, okay? You need to know what the rules are for each individual county. They're not all the same. Some of them want their money sooner than the others. There's rules and regulations that govern these things, both on the state level and on the local county and sheriff's office.
Most of that information online now from the counties?
Yeah, it is. And their websites are very good. You can read a lot of things. They tell you basically what's going on, but you need to understand them inside, outside, frontwards, backwards. If you have a question, call the sheriff's office, get clarification. The last point you want to find out that you have a question is after you've given your money and you find out that you made a mistake.
Right.
So you need that. So understand the rules and know them inside and out.
Okay.
Set up your funds. As we said before, and as I said, these are basically cash transactions. You're not going to be able to get a mortgage ahead of time. So line up your money. Make sure you have your money in the right form going to the sheriff's sale. No personal checks. Checks made out to the proper sheriff of that county. So have your money set up ahead of time. So you, as soon as you win the property, you can start your rehab, and your money will be available. So, as I said, make sure you have your money the right way going into this thing.
Okay.
Number five, I guess, would be get educated. I've been doing this since 2004, and I've never had a property where I got skunked on, if you want to call it such. They've always been successful, either the rehabs or the rentals. Several of them, I would say maybe I made a little bit less than I wanted to because unexpected things come up. But that's to be expected in this business. But get educated. Learn what's going on. If you don't understand it, read a book. I offer a mentoring program for people that want to learn how to do this and have me walking through them every step of the way. So that's probably the most important thing. I've seen so many people that want to get into this, and they're just going to, fly by the seat of their pants, and you can't. Warren Buffett once said something about the biggest risk is in what you don't know. So
yeah, and I think a mentoring program is a great idea. I think there's so many things that could go wrong, could cost you, if you don't know what you're doing. So finding somebody that can help you through the process, I think, is a good way of going. Definitely. So Mark, I want to we're wrapping up time here. We could probably talk another hour, but I want to just give you a moment to let people know how they can reach out to you. If they have any further questions about sheriff sales or tax sales.
Sure. You can email me at re4 closure auctions, plural with an S, at hotmail.com, or you can call me 484-678-1010. That's,
repeat it again.
Yeah, sure. 484-678-1010. That goes right directly to my cell phone. Please give me a call. I'd be happy to answer your questions and talk to you about the mentoring program or answer any questions that you have, because I want to see you succeed.
Yeah, definitely. Mark, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your
thank you.
Great knowledge about tax sales and sheriff sales there. And hopefully everybody found the show pretty informative to get involved in that there. So I want to wrap things up here. Thank Mark again for a great show, and have a great rest of your Sunday there.
Thank you.
Be sure to join us again next Sunday at 11 o'clock right here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and stream live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. Got to run soon and help some clients out today that are looking to move up. I sold my house a couple years ago, probably about 10 years ago, and now they're ready to move up. Their family has grown there. So I want to thank Tony for a great job again. Thanks again, Tony, for a great job. Once again, my name is Paul Rosso with REMAX Properties. You can always reach me on my mobile phone, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Hey, have a great rest of your Sunday. Check out our past shows on our website, www.realestatetodayshow.com. Have an enjoyable week, and I'll see you back here next Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, again on WWDB Talk 860 AM. And remember, a house is made with walls and beams. A home is made with love and dreams. Good day, everyone, and have a great week.